The table was laid in a corner, some coarse grey bread, a smell of chicory coffee, boiling milk.
"You're wrong not to take communion on a day like today, especially when you take the trouble to go to the first mass. Oh, heavens, there's the second peal."
The bells rang out faintly. There was a sound of footsteps in the road. Marie Tatin fled to her kitchen to put on her black dress, her lace gloves, the little hat which refused to sit straight on her bun.
"I'll let you finish eating. Will you lock the door behind you?"
"No need. I'm ready." How confused she was to find herself walking along the road with a man who had come from Paris. She took tiny steps, leaning forwards in the cold morning. Dead leaves somersaulted on the ground. Their dry rustle suggested frost in the night. Other shadows converged towards the faint light from the church door. The bells were still ringing. There were some lights in the windows of the single-story houses, people hastily getting dressed for first mass. And Maigret savoured the sensations of his youth again. The cold, stinging eyes, frozen fingertips, an aftertaste of coffee. Then, stepping inside the church, a blast of heat, soft light, the smell of candles and incense.
"Please excuse me, I've got my prie-dieu," said his companion.
And Maigret recognised the black chair with the red velvet armrest, the one that had belonged to old